My current capstone teacher, shout out to Al Klein, he's a good guy. He talks about thin thread software development, which is kind of like along the lines of agile philosophy, but as opposed to just large component-based development. So if you know you're gonna need a mobile app with a front end and have a back end for it, and then have some kind of like, I don't know, back end database or whatever, instead of going and mapping out your entire database schema, building this huge database, and then building this huge front end, just start with a thin thread running through your workflow, like a use case almost of your app. So like, what's one use case? Maybe a user can register his account on the in our app. Okay, so you build a user registration page and you store a user record in the database. So that's all you've built. You haven't mapped out this huge schema with all the fields that you think you might need, because you don't know what you might need until you run through the app, and you might need this
With the
property
end in
here, this
mind.
attribute here. So you just build that. So now you just have someone can create an account on this page because we have this page made, and they can be stored in this database because we have that table made. Now what's next? Okay, they need to be able to, I don't know, add groceries to their list. Okay, we'll make the page for the grocery list, and then we'll make a table for a grocery item because we know we're gonna need that. And you just keep doing that, and then you add on, you build it up as you need to. And then eventually you'll have the whole database, you'll have the whole application with all the multi pages. It just came about in a more fed to you as you go process, as
That's a
opposed,
great
it's the same
framework.
concept as Agile, you know, as opposed to just being like, here's what we need, this huge, here is everything we need. It's just saying, well, we need this, so let's do this. And then we also need this, so we'll do this. And then we need this, and it just comes together with a little bit more elegantly.
It feels more organic. It
Yeah, that's kind of
grows
what I was looking
from
for.
itself, because you step back and you're like, whoa, look what we did. I
Right,
love
before
that.
you know
It's
it.
because I've been on this concept of Kaizen. It's a Japanese term of small daily improvements.
Okay.
Rather than thinking, holy cow, look at that elephant I have to eat. You wake up every day and you say, what is the simplest thing I could do today that gets me one step closer? How can I get 1% better today? And then you wake up every day and say, how can I get 1% closer to that goal? If you do that every day, you will get there. It's gonna
Right.
and it's gonna feel, I'm half the time surprised, because it's like I do such small bits of work every single day, but somehow that ends up being an entire elephant when I've done that for 100 days straight.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, other people see the elephant and they're like, shoot, I need to get a team together, and I need to raise venture capital, and I need to do all these things so that way we can eat the elephant really fast. I'm like, no, I'm gonna start acting today. I'm gonna just get slow steps every single day. I'm gonna save a lot of money. And then when you're trying to sell the market, you're selling your app for $100 per user per month because you've had to go and you've had to build out the whole team. It's just me. I can underprice you like nothing because it's just me. It creates a whole different aspect of development when you're making those tiny little use cases and then making it work versus the other way. That's one of the biggest things I like about Firebase.